Welcome to our study today. This particular study is stirring up Christians and non-believers as well. Why, you say? Well, the evidence of the Bible is so clear. The end times are here, now. Invest 20 minutes in watching this episode because it could change your life and it could change where you spend eternity. Learn what the Bible is saying about what is taking place today in the news.
Now, let's start looking at these seven reasons because we only have a few minutes left. And I can't spend equal time on all seven reasons. Some of these we've talked about before. But number one, I want to talk about the enemies of Israel are in place. Go with me to the book of Zechariah chapter 12. And here's one of the signs, not a sign for the rapture, but a sign for the tribulation. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the peoples round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judea and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all peoples. All that burn themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the nations of the earth be gathered together against it. And then Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravaged. Half of the city shall go forth into captivity. The residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day on the Mount of Olives. So, the Bible says that in the last days, all the nations are going to come against Israel. It's taking place. You know, a few years ago, you would say, well, the United States stands with Israel, but we don't anymore. And Matthew 24 says, in the tribulation, the nations will come against Israel. Now, here's why I'm concerned. Because at this time, matter of fact, look at the report here. This is BBC, May 2021. Who's beside the recent rise in the United States of anti-Jewish attacks? Never in the history of mankind have the attacks against Jews been stronger than today. Why do they hate the Jews? Really, they hate the God of the Jews. It's in record amount. Matter of fact, isn't it going to rename Facebook or Google or what? Yeah, Facebook to Meta, female death, joke against Israel. Everything is against Israel. Look at this one. Extreme violence, attacks on Jewish students, United Kingdom, hits record high. This is world news, August 2021. What have they done? Some people say, ban all products from Israel. All right? Let's ban them. No cell phones. That came from Israel. 80% of your medicines, Israel. What do we... Don't let them boss you around like that. That's ridiculous. Oh, it's not over. Pandemic. Amped up anti-Jewish... They're blaming Israel for the pandemic. This is ABC News. This is crazy. Do you understand what the Bible said? The Bible said that in the last days, you'll know, it'll get worse and worse. And when the Antichrist comes, he's got to have a villain, and Israel's going to be the villain. Hey, the Bible already said this is what's going to happen. We shouldn't be surprised. It's never been at this level before. It's going to increase. You just need to know that that's exactly what the Bible said. Look at this one. Jerusalem will not be Jewish. Look at the date. September the 12th, 2021. One day after the anniversary of the Twin Towers, this guy comes out. Okay, he's the chief spokesman. Now, first of all, anytime you wear a Ku Klux Klan outfit, I'm not big on you. Secondly, if that's a night clothes, to have a hat that's got that little doopy on top, you got to be in bad shape. Sean, don't you dare get one of those. Yeah, okay? Okay, and so this wise guy, 20 years after the most deadly attack in the history of our country, he comes out and he says, Jerusalem is not Jewish. then what in the world is it? If it's not Jewish, what is it? You see, they're convinced if you lie often enough, loud enough, long enough, people will believe the lie. You know what they said? They said there's no evidence of a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount. I said, excuse me, the Temple Mount? How'd it get that name? I mean, how stupid can you be? I have the official guidebook early in Israel. And they even admit, one thing we got to do, we got to stop people from thinking that there was a temple here. Want to know why? Because they say Jerusalem is ours. You know what? Everything that God wants, the devil wants. He's like a jealous two-year-old. Have you ever noticed you can have a whole room full of toys, and one kid picks up one toy, and guess what every kid in the room wants? Same toy. And so God says, Jerusalem is mine. The Antichrist says, well, that's exactly the city I wanted. He's a big baby. So, wow, that's what the Bible said. Folks, it's going to get worse, not better. Okay? Now, look at that land. See the little red spot there? That's Israel. Five Israels could fit into Kansas. That's how small it is. The green and yellow are all occupied by enemies of Israel, and they say, we can't be satisfied till we get that little teeny red sliver. Isn't that incredible? Furthermore, I want you to look at these people. This is where I really get into trouble. So here's our current president with the leader of the PLO. The PLO has murdered millions of people. Matter of fact, in a city called Jordan that I know very well, I've watched the PLO murder people to get their property. And that's not a violation, supposedly. You see, I'm shocked because this man said, it's impossible for Israel to live in that place. We need to drown them, listen, drown them in the sea. If you said that about any other people other than Jews, you'd be in trouble. But if you say it about the Jews, it's okay. Look at this one. The leaders of Russia, Turkey, the Arab world, on the borders of Israel. You know what they say? Israel should be annihilated. Exactly what the Bible said. And then we go to the triple axis. Yeah. Here's the leader of Russia, Communist China, and again, Iran. Do you notice the United States has been displaced? Yeah. In the last 2 or 3 years, so preoccupied with ourselves, we're no longer a power in the Middle East. Exactly as the Bible said. Folks, do you understand? The Bible said this would take place, and he said, it will make it so when the Antichrist comes to power, he'll have an easy road to do what he wants to politically. You're witnessing it. Now, you say, does that mean you're against Chinese people? No. I love Joe. But you know what? I'm against communism. You see what I'm saying? I'm not against individuals. But I'm against the governments because I think the governments are deceiving the people. And so someone's got to say it because the Bible talks about the fact there'll be a huge army, 200 million people, marching across in the book of Revelation. When John wrote that, there were barely that many people on planet Earth, and he said an army would come from the east. What direction would they come if they're coming from China? Yeah, Bible's right on. Next, you know what the Bible says? This is unbelievable. The Bible says in the last days there will be weak leaders. In Revelation chapter 17, verses 12 and 13, it says this, that when all the world comes together, they're going to say, you know what, we got problems that we can't handle. The G7 conference in the United Kingdom. And so here are the seven world leaders. Bloomberg says this, coronavirus has exposed global leadership crisis. They say this, the world leadership is weak. That's not my words. And the Bible says that they're going to come, and when they come to power, they're going to say, this is too big a problem. You know what they do? They individually give all their power to the Antichrist. He says, thank you, boys. And he sucks them in like a vacuum cleaner. He destroys them, and now he has what he's always wanted. He wants to be the supreme power. I can't make up a headline like that. That comes straight from that news source. And I think the introduction of artificial intelligence is an eye-opener. Because right now, the people favoring AI, and by the way, I'm not opposed to it. There's a lot of good things about it. But you see, whatever that Satan uses, he'll take something good and he'll turn it to bad. Gaming, music, technology, medical science, communication, robotics, those are all good things. Those things aren't bad. But you understand that when we give control of those to other people, then we could be in danger. So let me just quote some things from Billy Crone. Billy Crone's a believer. He has an incredible series out on AI. But here's his quote. The birth of AI and its dissemination across the planet is just as big a prophetic moment as when Israel became a nation in 1948. You can't have a 7-year tribulation and Armageddon without Israel back in the land. You can't have a global economy, the mark of a beast, or micromanaging the planet even to the point of worshiping the Antichrist without AI. Okay, so here's the idea. It's this. AI is the new electricity. Now, when electricity first came out, everyone said, yeah, don't get too hooked on electricity, because what if electricity goes off? You know, then how are you going to run your air conditioner? You don't get used to that refrigerator. How are you going to keep your Dr. Pepper cold if you don't have a refrigerator? Well, the trouble is, electricity did take over, didn't it? And when it shuts off, we suffer, don't we? I don't care if you're living in the north or the south. You depend on electricity. And so electricity really runs everything. And right now, AI is starting to run everything. Our transportation systems, now they're wonderful. And AI is fantastic, and you see these cars drive themselves and these trucks drive themselves, and other than the fact it freaks you out, it's pretty fantastic. It's all AI. But the trouble is, when you give AI that power, then it now controls you. Let's take your house. So with AI, you can make it so that when you come home from work, it turns it right to the right temperature. You can make it so it begins to cook your meal. You can make it so it unlocks the door when you pull in the door. Those are all great things. But the trouble is, if somebody takes over AI from you, you no longer have control of your temperature or your driveway or your door. You see what I'm saying? So AI is not something that's going to happen in the future. It's happening now. And as I read Revelation 13 especially, I think AI is the perfect tool for the Antichrist. I'm not saying AI is bad. I'm saying the Antichrist is bad. You see, a bad person can use something good for their enjoyment and for their pleasure to exalt himself. And so the military, one of the most frightening things in the last year that I've read is the fact that so many powers are working together. I'm talking about China, Russia, the United States. We're sharing all kinds of military secrets. The robots that we're building to fight wars are incredible. I mean, they're absolutely phenomenal robots. The drones, the little things, it's fantastic. Trouble is, everyone has them. The fear that I have right now is that on the borders of some of the countries that we may break out in a conflict with, we may be fighting our own technology. Furthermore, do you understand that what we thought was secret and was very, that we're developing, a lot of other countries have it now. You want to know why? Because the people who know about it are selling it because they want power and they want money, and they're getting lots of money for our technology. So the military has a project called Maven. Wow. You watch a demonstration, I almost showed it, about 20 minutes long. When you're done, you say, how do you fight a robot that doesn't die? Listen, AI is a perfect way. The economy, finances, communications. What would you do if you lost your phone? I know you guys would shrivel up into a little ball and suck your thumb in the fetus position. But even others, the last thing I asked the guy before we started, said, is my phone out there? He said, you're not going to need it for a few minutes. He was right. Yeah. Hey, everything we have, our education, our medical stuff, these are fantastic things. But the trouble is, all of it can be controlled by one person. If that one person is evil, do you see how he can control your life? I think that's part of what we're seeing is taking place. Now, I want to take a step back, because 6 or 7 years ago, Elon Musk, and he's the artificial intelligence, he's guru right now. He says this, artificial intelligence is our biggest existential threat. This investor says this, humanity risks summoning a demon and calling for more regulatory oversight. That was 6 or 7 years ago. Has he ever changed his mind? I want you to ask this morning, why did he change his mind? Now, we talked about spiritual warfare. And now we're getting into an area that I don't think any of us really would like to address, but I have to address it. Because I think we're in a spiritual battle. On Wednesday nights, we've been studying Ephesians and the lessons on spiritual battle, the armor that God has. And the Bible clearly tells us that we're fighting an enemy, and that enemy is principalities and powers in high places. And that enemy is active. And we can ignore them, because you see, most of them, they're not going to believe what the Bible tells us about the spiritual warfare, because some of them don't believe in God and they don't believe in the devil. Doesn't matter if they believe in God or not, God's real. Doesn't matter if they believe in the devil or not, the devil's real. And so this guy, this brilliant guy, this wealthy man, 6 or 7 years ago, he says humanity runs risk of summoning a demon. Do you remember that Judas became indwelt by Satan to do his devilish work? He made a bargain with the devil. And I think some of these bright people, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and others, have made a deal with the devil. And that's why we're watching this take place. You know what it says in Revelation chapter 12? When the devil knew he had a short time, he began activity. He said he was very mad and began extra activity. We're watching that extra activity right now. Okay? Next. So 2019, brain implants. Now what changed in that 6 or 7 years? Well, here's what they're claiming. CNN News says this. Implants could give governments and companies power to read your mind, scientists warn. Okay? So, let's look at, now, I have a series of 5 videos. And when Elon Musk speaks, from time to time people think, okay, this guy can't even get his words right. No, the guy is so bright that he doesn't know what he's going to say next. So he'll stammer and stutter. Be patient with him, because he's a legend. Not just what he's done in brain implants, but what he's done in all kinds of other things. But has he made a deal with the devil? I'll show you why I say that in just a moment. Okay, let's look at
the end of August, Elon Musk presented to humanity his new project, a neural electronic chip.
I mean, frankly, to sort of simplify this, it's more complicated than this, but it's, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires. It goes in your skull, replaces a piece of skull, and the wires, so it fits, it goes flush with your skull, it's invisible, and all you can see afterwards is this tiny scar. And if it's under your hair, you can't see it at all. In fact, I could have a Neuralink right now, and you wouldn't know. Essentially, you open a piece of skull, you remove about a coin-sized piece of skull. We basically close that up with actually super glue, which is how a lot of wounds are closed.
This event came off relatively unnoticed, but meanwhile, it will certainly go down in history and may usher in a completely new era of mankind. The possibilities Musk is talking about are impressive. The chip in the long run can help the paralyzed to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. It will also significantly expand the hearing and vision capabilities of healthy people through electronic cameras and microphones.
Perhaps you can use that same technology in people who haven't lost vision to produce some kind of heads-up display, something like Terminator or something like that.
In fact, it's worth saying that, like, over time we could actually give somebody supervision. Like you could have like ultraviolet or infrared or see and radar, like you basically name your frequency, you can just dynamically adjust.
We give sight to the blind. They can have a person who's never walked before walk. I thought Jesus did that. Well, we're going to be able to do with technology. Okay, let's watch the next clip.
It will be possible to directly control gadgets and a computer with the power of thought, bypassing all modern interfaces and play computer games. With the power of thought, it will be possible to call a car, listen to music without having to be able to hear. But these fantastic opportunities are not the limit. Musk and his team speak about the possibility of electronic telepathy. The exchange of thoughts directly without words. It is about saving and replaying memories, other people having access to them, and even downloading them into a new body.
We could actually send the true thoughts. We can obviously have far better communication because we can convey the actual concepts, the actual thoughts, uncompressed to somebody else. So I think in the future you will be able to save and replay memories. But yeah, essentially, if you have a whole brain interface, everything that's encoded in memory, you could upload, you could basically store your memories as a backup and restore the memories. And ultimately, you could potentially download them into a new body or into a robot body. The future is going to be weird.
Finally, Elon Musk declares that thanks to his chip, the combined will of humanity will control the world.
In other words, we're talking about mind control. We're talking about the whole world deciding what you believe and what you think. I got to admit, I wouldn't mind a chip bit because, man, there's some things I used to know that I need to be able to recall. And I'd like to put one in there that would allow me to speak different languages. And I wouldn't even mind a boost to my mathematical one, too. But you want to know something? They're going to control your mind. And I think it's going to come down to you're not going to be able to buy, sell, or trade until you have this mark. And the way you get it is you got to worship the devil because that's what he wants. He's going to require it. And listen, as we continue, he's going to talk about giving life to an image. We just read that in Revelation 13. Elon Musk was quoting the Bible and he didn't know it. Now, you can sit here and dismiss it all you want to, but let me tell you this. The Word of God stands sure and fast, and it's been on record for 2,000 years, and God knows exactly what's taking place, and we are the ones who are living in this incredible generation. Next clip.
His ultimate goal is to create a third layer, a symbiosis of the brain with artificial intelligence in the wake of the limbic system of the brain and the cerebral cortex.
You know, I think achieving some kind of AI symbiosis where you have an AI extension of yourself, like a tertiary layer above the limbic system and cortex, and having that symbiosis be good, such that the future of the world is controlled by the combined will of the people.
Of course, if someone else has said something of that kind, such statements could have been taken with skepticism, if not good fun. However, the name Musk is associated in the world with stunning advances in technology. Elon Musk's projects are really impressive. This is Tesla's magnificent electric car with autopilot and artificial intelligence, the underground high-speed transport system, LVCC loop, the solar city system where a roof made of solar panels is installed on the house, which provides almost free energy. Hyperloop capsules that enable to travel twice as fast as an airplane. Finally, it's a successful SpaceX space exploration project aimed ultimately at Mars colonization. And now, brain chipping.
Who's on the medical front, particularly around the synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA.
it's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do it. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
Did you hear what he said? He could change the identity of somebody. He can make it so you can turn someone into a butterfly. He can take a butterfly and he can give life to an image. He can allow that image to speak. Now this guy has a proven record of success. And several have already suggested you're just jealous. I am. I wish I had a brain that size. I wish I could think of those things. I would love to travel in outer space. I know some of you think I live in outer space, but I'd love to travel there just for a week or two. I think, as smart as he is, as wealthy as he is, I'm concerned about his connections. Here's why. You see, Elon Musk began to date a lady by the name. She advertised herself as a witch. She's a partner with the devil. I don't know what changed his mind about the fact that we might be summoning a demon. Now all of a sudden he's pushing it. Yeah. And so they have a baby. The baby's name I can't pronounce. I can barely spell it. AXAEA-12. Can't even register the baby in California because you can't have numbers in a name. So how did it become so weird? Well, let's just take a look at Grimes, okay? And here's what she says. Maybe he can, like, sense my distaste for the word mother. And so this witch, who frequently, matter of fact, when you Google her, you'll find she's in the witch's costume almost all the time, usually with a sword, always with a witch's costume. And that's her primary mode of operation. Now, you can say it's innocent. I don't. I think she's had a profound influence on him, and it's just beginning. Because if the devil could do it to him, he'll do it to anybody else that doesn't have Christ. You see, when you accept Christ as your Savior, Christ lives in you, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You don't have a chance against the devil without Christ. And so I'm trying to warn you with all the passion I can. Because if the devil could trip and mess up Elon Musk, he can mess up you. And he will promise you whatever you want. Maybe Elon Musk wants one more invention. Maybe he wants one more billion dollar. I don't even know how many billions he got. He's got a lot of them.